We have a quorum.
Thank you. Special order of business. We have none except for some facts. The city manager and some of the girls found some 1913 facts for us, and they're kind of interesting. January 1st, 1913, first open house of the governor's mansion. March 3rd, 1913, territorial legislature met for the first time in the Elks Lodge Hall, which we're celebrating this week, all of you know. March 21, women in Alaska were granted the right to vote. April 11th, J.T. Martin was appointed first chief of police, and B.D. Blakesley was appointed the first city engineer, one of Rory's relatives back there. I'm teasing there. April 13th, construction of Salmon Creek Dam begins. Lots of big things happened this year. April 18th, John F.A.A. Strong, owner of the Alaska Daily Empire, a Juneau newspaper, was appointed governor of the state of Alaska. There was battles between him and Wickersham and one or two others during those days about who was going to be the governor. September 16th, the Alaskan Hotel opens. It's the oldest operating hotel in Alaska and is still functioning downtown. November, Alaska Gastineau Mill was constructed, and the Gastineau Mill was the big mine system that was down above Thane. So it was all that area down there. It was called the Gastineau Mill area. December the 16th, the Bergman Hotel opens and is still open today. Jerry Nan Curvis knows it very well. Mm-hmm. And also in 1913, the Alaska Native Brotherhood was established by Roy and Elizabeth Paratovich. So those are just some factoids that the ladies pulled up for me to show, listen to you, or to tell you about. And I thought it was kind of interesting. And like I say, a lot of important things happened 100 years ago this year, and important for us to all of us to participate as much as we can. All right, move on to approval of minutes. I'll ask for any changes to the minutes of February 11, 2013. Are there any changes? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Holy smokes, that was a long bunch of minutes. Okay, we'll move on to manager's request for agenda changes.
None, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Manager. And next we have public participation of non-agenda items. We have Mr. Mark Halstead from Douglas to talk to us. Yeah, sit right there in the far deal there and give us your name and address and tell us what you want to tell us.
My name is Mark Halstead. I live at 400 St. Anne's Avenue in Douglas, in a home that my father and I built. And on September 26, 2012, a mudslide occurred on city and borough property down onto Sandy Beach Recreation Area. I have attempted through numerous letters to address this, and I have absolutely pretty much given up with the letter writing. I have actually written letters to each and every one of you members, and nobody even acknowledged the fact that I wrote a letter. Ms. Kiefer responds. She had Mr. Bohan in the engineering department write an engineer's report apparently on this. It was pointed out to Ms. Kiefer that there are numerous false statements in this report. You wonder if Mr. Bohan even went to the scene, because the report is just, I don't know what planet he was on. I got back, and this letter that I got regarding Mr. Bohan's report was written by Myla Cosgrove and Risk Management using Kim Kiefer's letterhead. I don't even know who I'm supposed to be writing letters to anymore. And I'm very disturbed with this. Every time it rains, I can stand in my front yard and I can watch the mud slide down onto Sandy Beach. My property is undermined. My fence is being pulled down. George Schoff, the land superintendent, came over and he looked at it, and he tells me I have permission to cut down the tree that is pulling my fence over, which is a city and borough tree. It's been acknowledged as city and borough property. And they tell me I have to do this at my expense. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is a city and borough property. The city and borough land management practices have allowed the Japanese knotweed to run rampant across the hillside. It has killed off all the native vegetation. And this is a contributing factor, in my opinion, to the erosion that has happened. This is the third mudslide that has occurred on this hill. There's one in front of each of the adjacent homes on each side of me. They have not been addressed by the city and borough. Something needs to be done. Something needs to be done to stabilize the hillside. I don't trust Mr. Bohan or the engineering department based on the nature of the report that he created for Ms. Kiefer to get in there and do something substantial that's long-lasting that is going to permanently repair that hillside to protect my home where I intend on living for the rest of my life. And I find this whole situation to be unnecessary, and it lacks common sense. Even the tax assessor that came over and looked at this situation and looks over the fence, and one of his very first questions to me is, when is the city and borough of Juneau going to fix this problem? And I looked at him and I said, well, I don't know. I guess that's where you come in. My engineer that I hired tells me that the entry cost of repairing that hillside is in excess of the value of my home. And in my opinion, that makes my home unmarketable. And therefore, I'm not paying any more property taxes. You can just take it off the tax rolls unless you folks want to write me a check. And something needs to be done. And something needs to be done in an honest fashion where a citizen that pays his taxes and votes for some of you folks, in fact, can actually even know who you're supposed to write letters to. I can't respond to the engineering department because I don't get honest answers from them. Other people are using Ms. Kiefer's letterhead, so I'm not sure who I'm supposed to write letters to there. And most of my letters go unanswered. So it would be nice if you folks could sort this out, have somebody take an honest look at the problem and come up with a solution that is going to work long term. I'd appreciate it.
Thank you. Mr. Halstead, just a minute. We'll see if there's any questions. Anybody have any questions? Okay. And so we'll address this at the end of the meeting and bring it up under assembly comments and questions.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. That's the last person that was signed up for public comment. We'll move on to consent agenda. Does anybody in the public have any requests for any agenda changes other than ordinances for introduction? Seeing none. Assembly requests for agenda changes? Seeing none, hearing none. Assembly action? Mr. Wanamaker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move assembly approval of the consent agenda and ask for unanimous consent.
Is there any objections? So ordered. Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. In the back row, your stuff has passed, okay? Thank you very much for coming in. Okay, now I gotta get on here. We're next on the agenda is a public hearing. Madam Clerk, will you please read 2013-06?
An ordinance authorizing the port director to negotiate and execute a lease of ATS 1170 located at approximately 13395 Glacier Highway.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Admin report, Madam Manager.
Yes, Mr. John Gidkoff and Ms. Jane Hawkins filed a timely application for renewal of an expired CBJ Tideland lease. The lease expired in September 2012. ATS 1170, Plat 82-43, is located at 13395 Glacier Highway and consists of 73,529 square feet of CBJ-managed tidelands. The previous 30-year tideland lease was issued in 1982 by the state of Alaska and was transferred to the CBJ in 2001. An October 2012 appraisal conducted by Horan and Company recommended a lease rent of 15 cents per square foot, or $13,030 per year. The lease rate was set at 6 cents a square foot from 1982 to 2008 and 11 cents a square foot from 2008 to 2012. At its December 20th, 2012 meeting, the Docks and Harbor Board approved the application for a 35-year lease and the appraised lease rent of 15 cents a square foot, effective October 2012. At its January 14, 2013 meeting, the Lands Committee reviewed the Docks and Harbor's lease recommendation and recommended forwarding it to the full assembly for approval. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to comment on ordinance number 2013-06? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Assembly action. Mr. Jones.
Mr. Mayor, I would ask approval of ordinance 2013-06 and ask unanimous consent.
Is there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Is there any unfinished business?
No, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Manager. New business, liquor licenses. Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Human Resources Committee took up the matter of the liquor license renewal of license number 2641 for Sprazzo LLC. And after committee consideration and hearing from the sales tax, hearing reports from the sales tax and fire marshal, the HRC recommends, got the motion written down here just so I can't find it. The HRC recommends protesting the license based on fire and finance recommendations, specifically the requirement to submit a sprinkler system inspection report and the finance recommendation based on outstanding balance owed for sales taxes.
Is there any objection to that motion? Thank you. So approved. Staff reports. Madam Manager?
None, thank you.
Assistant Manager?
None, thank you.
Mr. Law Department?
No, thank you.
City Clerk? It's a slow night. Okay, we'll move on to assembly reports. And Ms. Becker, are you still with us?
I am, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, just checking. You all got a packet in your packet with all kinds of emails and information from different peoples over the past 2 weeks. It's been a busy couple weeks, and lots of good information, some of it already all taken care of, and some of it moving forward. If somebody wants to take some action on the Juneau Commission on Aging's resolution, have you all had a chance to read that and support for that? If it's up to the wishes of the assembly, if you so deem it that we want to support the expansion of the Pioneer Home, just make a motion and we'll direct staff to do a formal resolution and keep charging forward on that with our Pioneer Home. Mr. Keel?
I would so move, Mr. Mayor.
Is there any objections to that? All right. Go ahead, Madam Manager.
I just want to let you know that they also will be at the COW next Monday night to talk more about this if you'd like more information from them.
Good. Good. We'll go ahead and go start moving forward on it and get it accomplished out there, because I think they kind of wanted us to be able to get something up on the Hill as early as possible. Mm-hmm. Okay. The other thing that I have for a mayor's report, Mr. Dibdahl, you requested something about Petersburg just last 2 weeks ago. And I have got a formal Petersburg Chamber of Commerce letter inviting us all to come down to the Little Norway Festival and open up communications and spend our money there for the week of May the 16th to the 19th. So if anybody wishes to go to the Little Norway Festival, I would assume that you'll be lucky if you get a room this late in direction of it. But maybe next year it would be a good idea for two or three of us to go down, and maybe we'll do it at a different time just to pay attention to that interconnection between Petersburg and us, the city and borough, and have a meeting with their assembly. I think would be better to do it, you know, on our own time and one-on-one to open up the communications that we've lost over the past couple of years because of our boundary issues, which are still going on. But the communications has been opened up with the city and borough of Petersburg. Those people down there want to be our friends, and we want them to be our friends. So I think that we'll try to set something up in the next year before the next Little Norway Festival to do that. But if you wish to go to that, Mr. Dibdahl got a response from them already. So I thought that was pretty good. Okay, last 2 weeks have been very busy. I know that almost all of you I've seen at different meetings and different functions that we've had in the past 2 weeks, with starting with the JEDC's Innovation Summit. As we get to you for reports tonight, if you went to any of those things, please report on them. After that was AML for 3 or 4 days, and then we had the Alaska Miners Association for a couple days, and then we had Southeast Conference for 3 or 4 days. So if you have any input into any of those things, and I know that Mr. Keel hasn't been to any meetings in the past 2 weeks or dealing with any legislative stuff at all, so. But anyway, if you can give us a report on the different things that you've attended and different functions that you've attended, it would be great to hear those things since we have such a short night. And we'll move on to committee reports. Mr. Wanamaker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Public Works Committee has not met since our last meeting, and there's no report tonight.
Thank you. Madam Becker?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Committee of the Whole met just 2 weeks ago, and we had, or was it last week? Whatever it was. And we had an excellent report from the lenders group. Bill Peters and Lance Stevens shared with us. There are many very good ideas that will be added to the developers list. Next week, the 11th of March, we'll be hearing from the realtors. So that will be also very interesting that will get added to the other two. And then we'll also hear from the Commission on Aging at the Committee of the Whole, March 11th. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Becker. We'll move on to Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In addition to the liquor license issue on which the Assembly has already acted tonight, we considered appointments to the Americans with Disabilities Act Committee, and the Human Resources Committee recommends appointing Leslie Thompson to a term expiring August 31 of 2015.
Is there any objections? So ordered.
The only other board that came before the HRC tonight, Mr. Mayor, was the Board of Equalization. The HRC recommends reappointment of John Gagin and Ed Kalwara, both to terms expiring December 31st of 2015.
Is there any objections to those? Seeing none, so ordered. Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Keel?
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Crane?
The hospital board met last week. They heard a report from the auditor. They have adopted a revised mission statement. They're continuing work on their strategic plan, specifically trying to set realistic goals for the board, for the CEO, and for the CFO for the coming year. CBJ has completed purchase of the Juno Medical Building. It has come before us before. They have a new information systems director starting today to help with their conversion for medical information. And their financials are on track with the budget for this year so far.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Crane. Mr. Dibdahl, you don't have a committee, do you?
I do not.
Okay. We'll move on to Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If the manager can help me with the next scheduled meeting of Lands Committee is?
Monday.
This coming Monday.
This coming Monday, 5 o'clock.
We're still working on that agenda. If any of the members have any thoughts about the upcoming agenda, please contact me.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. Jones, you don't have a committee report either, do you?
No.
Okay, we'll move on to liaison reports and come back down this way. I know, that's okay. Anything on liaison reports, Mr. Jones?
Yeah, a couple. Juneau Economic Development Council had the Innovation Summit, which you've already talked about. Their next board meeting is this Wednesday for about an hour, and then they're going to spend the rest of the afternoon on a retreat looking at their strategic plan or their current plan. I don't know if Mr. Wanamaker is going to be there. I will be on an airplane, so I will miss it, but I will hopefully get as good a report as I can. Docks and Harbor, we dealt with a couple of their issues tonight. And I think the only thing that is going to be an issue is they're on track at Stater Harbor, the contractor to put in the new floats out there. But there's been apparently a lot of discussion at the operations committee about the vessel for hire dock. And apparently, a meeting I didn't attend, there was a lot of public comment, and they've scheduled another meeting. I believe it's in March 19th, and they've scheduled it here in the assembly chambers because they expect it to be very full of people commenting about that particular aspect of Stater Harbor. So that may be something that rolls up into your emails or not. For phone calls, but I think that will be an operations committee meeting that I'll be sure to attend. Another than that, I don't have anything.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Jones. Mr. Nankervis?
Nothing to report, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Smith?
No report.
Mr. Dibdall?
I think the airport board meeting has next Wednesday the 13th, and it's also a finance committee meeting, so I won't be there.
All right.
I'll be here.
Ms. Crane?
I've done mine.
Okay, you want to do your, let's see, did...
Well, this month I attended AML, held their winter meeting in Juneau on the February 11th, 13th, and 14th. I was able to attend one day of the JEDC Innovation Conference. Very good attendance at that, a lot of interesting information on the 12th of February. And I was able to attend 2 days of the Southeast Conference on the 27th and the 28th. Good opportunity to meet some of our neighbors from Southeast.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. Thank you. Mr. Jesse Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Eagle Crest Board will have its next meeting on March the 7th. Prior to that, the Affordable Housing Commission will meet next on March the 5th. There is one change that may be of interest to Assembly members. The Affordable Housing Commission will get its staff support going forward from the Community Development Department. It had previously been staffed by Lands. And so that's a change that seemed to make a lot of sense to commission members and is worth noting. And those are my liaison reports. Thank you.
And so then, are we going to get maybe a little bit more in-depth reporting back to us about what they're doing? There's been a little bit of a lag here because of all the different things that are going on, of course, but if we can make sure that we have staff, CDD staff, somehow update us at the assembly level, either through you, Mr. Keel, or through them, so that we have a little bit more input into what they're actually doing, would be good.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we'll continue to work on that. I know that one of the commission's items it's champing at the bit for is the property tax improvement deferral ordinance, which I believe the law department is actively working on.
All right, good. Mr. Wanamaker?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I attended the Innovation Summit for JEDC, and I also participated in the Mining Support Cluster Working Group portion of that meeting. The Innovation Summit about economic development, it was actually very informative. I was especially pleased to hear the presentations about the Portland, Oregon Economic Development Council and their work in helping to diversify their economy and improve their employment base. I thought they had a lot of very useful ideas that might help us here. But the mining support working group is about how do we improve the support for the mining industry in Southeast Alaska? What things can be done to improve the service and support to the mining industry, not just in terms of making people available for employment, but also in supporting their needs with parts, supplies, services such as equipment repair, all of which, you know, it can be greatly expanded upon to not only support the local mines here, but also mines in Canada that are beginning to open up. And it's easier for them to come down to us than to take stuff down their long road system to Vancouver to be worked on. So there's a lot of opportunity there that they're exploring and how to improve our support base here for the mining industry of the region, which includes parts of the Yukon and British Columbia. Following that, I attended the mining conference that was held here in Juneau, and I gave one of the presentations on what are the different Native organizations of Alaska and what do they do and why should that be of interest to the mining industry? What is the Central Council? What is SEARCH? What is the Housing Authority? What are the tribal governments? What are the Native corporations, and what are the different types of Native corporations? What roles do they have in the region? That was the focus of my presentation, and I explained why it was important for them to understand that. And then I, in listening to the buzz, the conference itself was about the mining operations and the future mining projects that are being developed in Southeast Alaska. But most of the buzz at the dinner tables and the coffee breaks was about the rare earths mine across from Ketchikan, the Volcan Mountain Project, and the huge rare earths deposit at Dora Bay in Chalmersley Sound. That's mineral rights are owned by Sea Alaska and the surface rights are owned by Kootsnuwu. And the interest on the part of industry was tremendous. They had not realized how large that deposit was, and the fact that it was surrounded by a road system with a deep water port right next to the deposit. It has just been forgotten about since the late 80s when some Hecla geologists and I mapped it out for Sea Alaska. And previous to that, the Bureau of Mines had also mapped it out, but the price of rare earths was not attractive then, and so little was done with it, but apparently it's on everybody's radar now. Mm-hmm. So that's another exciting project that Volcan Mountain will probably turn out to be economically viable from all of the reports that I've been able to gather by talking with them. And the rare earths project on Sea Alaska's land is something that needs to be analyzed to see what can be done with it. And I hear that they're hiring a new minerals manager to help them take those steps forwards in analyzing its potential. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. We'll move on to presiding officers' reports. Ms. Crane?
The Lemon Creek gravel extraction appeal is proceeding. The record has been prepared. The appellants have asked for a stay, and CECON has responded. There have been several developments since the pre-hearing conference, and we've asked for more information to consider including in the record, but the appeal is proceeding.
Thank you. Are they mining there right now?
Yes.
So they're doing their summer, whatever it is, mining part of it?
Yes.
Okay, good. I just wanted to, and any other questions on that one? We have one more.
Conditional use permit for the Juneau Mercantile and Armory appeal is proceeding. It's currently scheduled to be before the assembly April 1st at 5:30. I believe probably have the first party's paper was due Thursday. I didn't check, and 2 weeks from now the other party, and then another week, and then the booklets will all be out. It's not as extensive a record, but you'll have about a week.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Hartle, anything to add?
Nope, that's exactly right. We did receive the appellant's brief on last Thursday, The appellee's brief will be next Thursday.
Okay. And are those, Mr. Wanamaker?
Oh, no, no. I was going to supplement what I had reported on.
Is there any other presiding officer reports that we, anything else open? Just those two?
Yes.
I thought your hand went like this. Mr. Wanamaker, you have something else?
Thank you. In my liaison report, I neglected to mention that tomorrow night, the school board will be meeting, and I'll be attending that as their liaison. And I will be attending the Wednesday Economic Development Council regular board meeting, and then I'll stay for as much of the planning session as I can.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. Mr. Jones, let's start at that end with the assembly comments and questions.
Just one, I was asked several times over the weekend and a couple times during the Southeast Conference whether or not the assembly was going to take any position on the ferry design. I know that the Southeast Conference and the Marine Advisory Group met. We were given some documents about that. I know there's a joint Senate and House Transportation Committee hearing tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. And then with the thing in the paper about the Marine Highway budget from the House Subcommittee, and I was just wondering if that was an issue that either we wanted to take up or not. So I just wanted to raise the question. Yeah.
Well, I guess that during my meetings at Southeast Conference, I have, and we've all been pushing to make sure that we have three things on a ferry, and that's the safe operations of a ferry, the safety involved with the passengers on that ferry. So the open car deck thing was an issue and is an issue to make sure that they address and pay attention to. The other thing was an economically run ferry system, which was addressed in the first MTAB letters that were addressed back to the DOT. And there was one other issue. There was three big issues that I fully supported as the mayor of the city and borough. We haven't taken any stance on the issues other than that. There was a letter floating around from Sitka mayor and another one floating around from the Skagway, or Haines mayor, excuse me, that dealt with the ferry system and Juneau access in one letter. And
do we have copies of those letters, or are they if
they're online?
They're online.
Yeah.
Where? Southeast Conference?
I've got some in my mayor's online account. If you want me to forward them to you, I can.
Well, I mean, I sort of the comment as it was presented to me several times over the weekend was our silence is being taken as approval.
Well,
and so
yeah. And I guess so, just to be up front with you, there isn't silence from the city and borough. Through the mayorship, you have the support of those letters through MTAB about those three positions, which I think is what we want to bring forward to the administration and everything.
And I think then for me as a person responding to comments from the public, I'd like to be able to see those so I sort of know where.
See the ones that we're not taking action on?
Well, I mean, if in fact, you know, we're supporting whatever Southeast Conference is doing or something, I guess I'd like to know that. So if somebody asks
me. Southeast Conference and MTAP?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if somebody asks me what's going on, I can say this is what is being done through the mayor's office. Because as of now, I didn't know that.
Right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I can forward some of that, those different options. In fact, I can forward the other optional letters also if you want to look at them. But I would think that we're not going to march down that road right now at all. Mr. Wanamaker?
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Are we on liaison reports or are we on assembly comments?
Assembly comments, and we're going to come down the row here to you in a minute, Ms. Becker.
Okay. I'll do a liaison reports when you come down the road to me.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
I said I will go ahead and save my liaison reports to you come down the road and get to me.
Okay. That's okay. We'll get you to liaison reports. We skipped you, I guess. Mr. Nankervis.
I just wanted to comment on what some of you are aware of. This past weekend, the hockey community hosted the Rainforest Classic, an old-timers hockey tournament, 35 and older, in town. I believe this was our 10th anniversary for it. I believe it was 10 years because we've had the rink 10 years, but I'm pretty sure it's gone on for 10 years. We had 10 teams in town. We had a team from Whitehorse, a team from Dawson, a team from Matsu Valley, a team from Anchorage, and composite teams composed of folks from Juneau, Carmax, Petersburg, Haines, and probably some other communities that I've left out as well. But about 100 skaters in town. I thought it went really well for the economy. It's obviously not as big a boost as gold medal, but quite a few people coming into town, and I think they were showing a very good time. We had our banquet on Saturday night. The mayor came and presented a trophy that was provided by the Sister Cities Committee, of which we had two members of the Sister City Committee present. The husband of one is sitting in the back there for the Planning Commission, Mr. Watson. His wife, Chloe, was there. And the tournament was organized by Chris Myrtle, who also sits on our Parks and Rec Advisory Committee. But I thought it went over very well. The folks that I talked to from out of town, including some elected officials on some of these teams, from Petersburg, assembly member, all said they had a really good time and they really enjoyed coming to this town and that they hope we continue to do this every year. That was very good. And I survived. For me, that was good. And also, I wanted to say something else that we, in our packet here, we've got a thing from the Juneau Chamber of Commerce regarding the Frankenfish, and I don't believe we as a group have taken any position on that yet. But hopefully it'll percolate up to where I hope we can say something that we'd like to see some more work done on that before we support. Right.
And if you'll remember, a month ago we brought it forward and we were going to pass it back down to the Fish Committee, and then we figured out that maybe we didn't have enough time, so we just went ahead and Law Department has made the resolution, drafted the resolution and everything, but then we found out there was an extension to the reporting time frame. So we wanted to then take the time to give it back to our Fish Committee, let them give their input to it. I'm sure it's going to be very positive, but it's just the matter of going through our committees and bringing it back to us, and then we'll get it up to the legislature up on the Hill in time for the hearings on that issue.
Thank you. Yep. That's it, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Recently, I attended a special meeting of the airport board, and it was a single agenda meeting, and it was a discussion with the consultant to the airport, a review of some future concession concepts involving both retail and food at the airport. And the consultant that led the discussion made the comment that this was the first of several meetings, and I would encourage the public and also the assembly to attend the next meeting. I don't know what the schedule will be yet, but it was pretty amazing to hear the comprehensive issues that face the airport in those two areas. But I found it very, very helpful and insightful, and I encourage folks to attend once that meeting is posted. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. Dibdahl?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like a little more explanation from the manager's office on the issue brought up by Mr. Halstead. I find it troubling sometimes, you know, I know we all get letters, and sometimes it's to one or two, and sometimes it's to all. And when we get these letters, you know, you acknowledge them, you see them, but you don't know the whole story. So in deference to the manager's office, I anyway usually wait to see. And in the past, we've gotten a report back usually from complaints or things that were made by the citizens. In this case, somewhere along the line, didn't get back any kind of a report that said what was being done, if anything. And at the end of the questions, I'd like to hear. Thank you.
We can do that right now. Mr. Dibdahl, Ms. Kiefer?
Sure. As Mr. Halstead said, I did ask the engineering department to go look at the property, and they came back with the recommendation that that property had been there for a very long time and that the city hadn't done anything to the park area that added to any sloughing that would potentially happen with the property, that we hadn't done, gone in there and done any work. We hadn't taken away any of the bank there that would cause the hillside to give way. And so what the engineering department said was basically that's just part of what's been there for a very long time, and that there isn't a responsibility for the city to go in and do anything along that wall. And Rory's here, and he may be able to add additional information to that. That's my memory of what happened. I think the confusion on the letter that went back to Mr. Halsted is I was out of town, and so Mila signed for me. I think I was at AML, actually, when the letter went out to try and get it to him, and so she signed for me. So that's the confusion on the letter piece. I'm happy to take to talk to Mr. Watt again and look at it and see if there is anything that we need to do along that area. To my knowledge, we haven't done any work at the base of that hill for a very long time that would cause any sloughing of that hillside down.
Ms. Crane?
But if it's our property and the hillside is part of the problem, whether we've done any work on it or not, sometimes just environmental changes happen. Mm-hmm. If it's our property, don't we have some responsibility to respond to the situation?
I will follow up and look at what our past practice has been in that area. It's my understanding that we haven't, but I will look at that. I'll talk to our risk manager. I'll speak with the attorney and speak with engineering to see how to move forward.
No.
And
thank you.
And perhaps at some point we may need a third party to take a look at the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And Madam Manager, was during any of the letter writing back and forth, did they talk about all three of the different properties that were beginning to have trouble, or was it just the slough off at Mr. Halsted's house?
My recollection, I don't have the information in front of me. My recollection is Mr. Halsted had brought that up in his concerns to me when he sent the letter, but I have not heard from the residents on either side. Mm-hmm. About concerns about sloughing.
And do you know if our engineering department looked at all three or just one or what?
I believe they looked at the hillside. I know a number of years ago the city did go in and do some work on the hillside, I believe farther towards Treadwell Ice Arena, and did some work there to stabilize the slope. And that was, I think that was at least 10 years ago. But I will go back, pull up the letters from Mr. Halsted, look at them again, talk with our risk manager, talk with our engineering director, talk with our attorney, and look at it to determine what course of action we should proceed with.
Okay. Ms. Crane, you had a follow-up?
No, that's fine.
Anybody else have any follow-up to this?
Just a quick question. And you will get back.
And I will get back with you on where we're going. Yes.
Okay. And you'll get back with Mr. Halsted too.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
And Mr. Halsted, just so you're clear, Ms. Kiefer is in charge of those departments that are doing that work. So she is the contact person, and she is the one that's responsible, and will make contact with you, and give you the information.
Well, my problem is, sir, that when I
come up here. And I don't want to debate back and forth. It's clear. No, I just want to make it clear to you that the city manager is going to look into this and figure it out and discuss it with you.
So this is going to be like turning a new leaf here, that we're going to have communication now, and that my letters are going to
be. I don't want to hear anything negative from you about this situation. We are looking into it to the best of our abilities. Our city manager is going to do that, and that's where we stand right now.
I guess we'll see where it goes.
Okay. Do you understand what we're going to do here now?
Well, I was under the assumption this had been done before.
Well, that might be, and you don't agree with it, and now we're going to do it again, and they're going to come back and discuss it with you and see if there's any way or avenue of taking care of this, but we're not going to sit here and prejudge all this with just the little bit of knowledge that we have and the one-on-one that we have.
I certainly understand that. I very much would look forward to communication, and this is what I was guaranteed in the very first letter, which somehow has gone awry. And for me to write letters to you folks, and nobody even have the decency to acknowledge the fact that they received a letter, is a little bit beyond apprehension from my point of view as somebody that's paying taxes and is taking the time out of my day and my work to attempt to deal with a situation that is causing my property to slough off the hill. And the city engineer, the city, everybody, even the tax assessor, risk management, acknowledges the fact that this is city and borough property from my fence forward. And that's, everything is going down the hill.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
And I don't appreciate George Schaaf, the city and borough parks land manager, telling me that I cannot fight city hall policy.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Halsted. Okay, everybody understand the direction we're going in? Staff, you understand?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And we'll move forward from that. Ms. Crane, did you have anything else?
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The question about the Frankenfish resolution was answered, so I'll check that off my list. It does bring to mind that we have in Juneau today, and as have had for a couple of days now, Alaska's junior senator, Senator Mark Begich, who has taken a strong position on this, and it's been a pleasure to hear him speak at a number of events lately. I also had the opportunity with, along with Mr. Jones, to attend the Women of Distinction Dinner, an annual event that the Aware Shelter puts on, and had the opportunity to recognize Mary Ellen Arvold, Jackie Martin, Colleen McKenzie, and Kathy Kolkhorst-Ruddy, who are truly women who've distinguished themselves in our community and given back a tremendous amount. So that was a great pleasure, and I was glad to see fellow assembly members there. And that completes my list. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Keel. Mr. Wanamaker?
No comment tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. Madam Becker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll do a couple liaison comments and then go to the assembly comments, if that's all right with everyone. The first thing is the university. Our university has been doing Saturday lessons or Saturday types of reports and training sessions, and the last one that they did was on getting a building permit, and I went to that and found it to be very interesting, and it went to a much more basic information. It wasn't like going to the engineer's department and so forth. It was all the things that you should think about before you even think about going to get a building permit. I found it very interesting and very educational. The Alaska Committee sponsored the reception that the Southeast Conference had, and then that was the JDHS High School Drama Group did the serving and singing and entertaining us and fundraising for their trip to Scotland to do the play Pippin. And a number of us had them come over and sing personally at our table to give them our contribution to their trip. And that was a lot of fun. And Southeast Conference, I felt, was very, very, very well done. I had the opportunity to meet with the Japanese Consul General, who's stationed in Anchorage, Koichi Fanayama. He was here, and the manager and I met with him, and so did the governor sent down the person, too. And we had a really good talk with him. He was very, very nice man. We're lucky to have him in Alaska. We spent a little bit of time talking about sister city possibility for an exchange, and he was interested in that. And I was just going to ask if perhaps the sister city committee would like to look into us, seeing if we could develop a relationship with a city in Japan. We have one that we've had students go to, and students from that city has come from it. And Ms. Crane will have to pronounce the name for me because I've forgotten it again. Nishikopi, is that right?
Nishikopi, that's right.
Oh, good, I did it right. Anyway, that would be one that there was already some communication between our two towns, and maybe that would be one that the Sister City Committee would like to look at. And then the other thing that is in the Assembly comments section, the Southeast Conference was very well attended and I thought very interesting. And one of the things that was done there was the showing of the Marine Highway 50-year celebration film. That film is going to go, it's going to be four sections of the film. The first one is going to be nationwide showing, which I think will be very, very good for our state because it does really highlight many places in our state. So I think that's going to be very good for tourism and just to create a lot of interest. One of the things that Southeast Conference is doing is raising money to help fund that film. And so I would like for our Better Capital account to donate $5,000 to Southeast Conference to go toward this film that has been made and the rest of them is going to be made. And with that statement, I move that we do donate $5,000 and take the fund out of the Better Capital account.
Madam Manager, are there enough funds in that account for that $5,000 request?
Yes, there are.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Is there any questions, Mr. Keel?
I wasn't entirely clear. This is whether this was a contribution to help pay for something that's been done or to pay for something that's pending?
It's already done. The first documentary is done. It's an hour long. Ms. Crane has seen it. Mr. Dibdahl saw it. Mr. Jones saw it. Mr. Nankervis, I think, saw it. I saw it. Anyway, it's a very well, and it was done by KTOO. It's an hour-long documentary. Southeast Conference put $40,000 into it. They've collected $10,000 to $15,000 already before the showing, and now they're putting a campaign together to try to pick up that $40,000. If nobody else donates anything, then they'll take it out of their reserves, of course. So that's where we are with that. Are there any other questions on that? Any objections? Mr. Nankervis?
Mr. Wanamaker had his hand up before I did.
Mr. Wanamaker?
Yeah, thank you. You know, this is that's a lot of money for such a sudden motion. And I'm wondering why this hasn't been referred to the Finance Committee for a review and a recommendation.
We can do that if you want.
Make snap decisions like this.
Mr. Wanamaker, if you want to do that, we can do that.
I move that we amend the motion to refer this to the Finance Committee for a review and a recommendation.
Are there any objections to that motion or amendment? Okay, so ordered. Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. Any other comments or questions? Ms. Becker, anything else?
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. If there's anybody from the public who wishes to speak to us on a non-agenda items, you can step forward and do that. Mr., you want to talk to us?
Sure.
Come on forward.
Thank you. Talk fast.
Name and address, please.
Dennis Watson, 9333 Northland Street. I just wanted to do a follow-up on Mr. Jones's report to the Assembly in Docks and Harbors, and another issue was on the agenda that evening, and that was to allow the Alaska Marine Highways to dock their boat in the downtown harbor on the 4th of May, which I think was obviously a great decision, and they waived the fees for that, which I think was another great decision. There's not many opportunities to get a lot of citizens downtown, and I took the time to call the ferry system the other day, and they had over 320 booked on that trip, so that boat's going to be full, and they are coming downtown to get on board. So I think it's a great promotion. It's hard to get citizens from anywhere else except those who live downtown. So I just wanted to thank Harbors for doing that and make you all aware of what a success that looks like it's going to be. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Watson. Any questions for Mr. Watson? All right, thanks. Anything else? Anything else for the public? All right. Anything else from staff?
No, thank you.
We're adjourned.